This morning, Federal News Radio is broadcasting live from the Association of Government Accountants National Leadership Conference in Washington. The tough federal budget picture is on the minds of lots of people attending. A session later on this morning is going to look at how to manage risk in a challenging environment. Doug Webster knows how to do that better than a lot of government financial leaders. In 2004, he helped Iraq's new transportation ministry set up and run its billion-dollar budget. He later went on to become the Labor Department's chief financial officer. He's standing by now with reporter Emily Kopp at the conference right now. Emily, good morning.
Thanks, Tom. So, Doug, you're going to be presenting later today on risk management in today's environment. First of all, we can guess what today's environment is. It's challenging. What are you going to tell people?
Well, what I'm going to tell them is that the notion of risk is certainly not new, but the demand on incorporating it into the decision-making process is greater than it's ever been before.
What are the sort of things that people you think should know about risk management that perhaps aren't shown in what they've been doing?
I think, especially in the federal government, even more so in the private sector, the notion of risk management tends to bring to mind things such as audits, compliance, et cetera. And risk management, to be effective, needs to be vastly broader than an internal controls perspective. It needs to consider the external environment and all the risks that come from that.
So let's talk a bit about the external environment now. Of course, it's a challenging economy. We're not sure where it's going to go. What sort of factors come into play, and what's your advice to people as they look at that in terms of risk management?
Well, it's certainly a challenging environment, as you noted, given that, for example, the budget, the news that was we just heard regarding budget challenges. One of the things that people and leaders need to understand is that if they're going to achieve missions and objectives, they need to incorporate this whole notion of risk management and how they go about mitigating those risks and the degree to which they invest resources in mitigating risk, which is cost that you can not recoup if everything goes perfectly, but they have wonderful payback if those risks turn into events and you're prepared to deal with them proactively as opposed to reactively.
At what point in the process does risk management come into play? I know you're a consultant now. You're working with a lot of federal agencies. Do they talk about this in the beginning of the process, the end of the process?
Well, typically it comes later than it should because organizations, as they enter into setting objectives in the strategic planning process, ought to be thinking right up front about what are the risks to achieving those objectives. And then it rolls down from there in terms of various operational aspects and the functional areas of risk management. But at an enterprise level, the notion of enterprise risk management is becoming more forefront these days, and I think it's a very important concept.
So I have to ask you, before you were Labor Department CFO, you served for a time in Iraq where you helped the Ministry of Transportation set up its budget, certainly a risky environment. Anything that you can take from that experience that you think actually applies to what's happening now and what federal managers need to know?
Well, I think the risks are probably maybe more obvious in an environment where people are literally shooting at you. But the analogy is nevertheless there that we've got incoming all the time in federal agencies, and we need to be aware of it, the chance of getting hit by some unforeseen circumstance as opposed to trying to react after, you know, we've taken the damage. So, I mean, in a loose sense, there is that analogy, and we need to be more cognizant of that if we're going to be successful going forward.
The conference theme also is about leadership. And when we're talking about these themes, what sort of things do leaders need to do in terms of putting risk management first in order to assure that finances are in order?
I think that's a great question because I think risk management, as much as anything, is dependent upon leadership. Mm-hmm. If the leader doesn't set the right tone at the top, particularly from an enterprise level, it's very difficult, if not even impossible, to have effective risk management at an enterprise level. You may have stovepiped risk management, whether that's internal controls, whether that's IT, cybersecurity, what have you, but to really make that part of the decision-making processes and the culture across the organization, it has to be supported by leadership.
And what can leaders do? What are some of the things they can do?
A number of things they can do is set the right tone at the top through their communications by integrating it in an explicit and demonstrable fashion through the strategic planning process, by establishing policies and procedures that ensure consistency of how risk is treated across the agency, by engaging in a conversation around risk tolerance. What's the nature of the enterprise? Are they one that's willing to take significant risks for the sake of significant opportunity, or are they much more conservative, given whatever their role and mission may be, to take less risks? Those kinds of conversations are essential to have so that all the workforce understands where leaders are going.
And when you were at the Labor Department, you were extremely successful in your job as CFO. Other than leadership, which you've just said is so important, what other things do you think were responsible for the success?
Well, in all honesty, I was there just towards the end of the administration, so I can't lay a lot of personal claim. I do think that trying to set that tone at the top, whether it's risk management, accountability, transparency, whatever the issue is, I think is in a very important role for any leader, whether it's federal government or the private sector. And hopefully I made my contribution in that regard.
Okay, and real quick, in the time we have left, what are the three things that you hope people take away from your session later today?
Wow. Okay. Three things. I would say probably that one of the things we talked about is the tone at the top, that leaders need to take on this notion of guiding risk management across the agency. Two, that risk is vastly more than compliance and internal controls, and we don't engage in a meaningful conversation about managing risks until we recognize that. And three, risks don't exist without trying to achieve objectives. And so you need to link risks specifically to what? To achieving certain specified objectives, whether that's at the agency level or some subset below that. And without that kind of meaningful relationship to objectives and performance, risk really doesn't get a seat at the table.
With that last thing, linking into objectives, is that something that you're seeing that federal agencies do? Is that a connection that people make?
I think that some agencies are doing an excellent job. One agency that comes to mind is Defense Logistics Agency, who explicitly has an enterprise risk management program in place. It's maturing, but they are certainly trying to mature it in a way that's consistent with the things that I've just been mentioning. Others are currently, I think, the federal government is recognized in general, in my mind, as having a good, strong internal controls program as a generalization. The challenge I think we face, many of us, is expanding that out to a broader understanding and recognition of risk management.
Okay, and just going forward, again, we're dealing with an uncertain environment, at least for the next few months, if not a year. So what are the key things that people should take with them as they go about in the daily practice of applying these risk management tools?
Well, I think it's a combination of looking at the source of risks to achieving those objectives. That is, of course, inside the organization, and it's external to the organization. We need to be looking at what's happening in the external environment, not only in terms of the budget, but in terms of the politics, et cetera. Even though federal agencies don't get directly into politics, they are impacted by the politics. And you can't ignore the downstream consequences and avoid preparing for those without receiving harm in the process. So we need to be thinking very broadly in that regard.
When it is uncertain, though, how can you prepare when you don't really know which way the wind is going to blow?
But that's the very nature of risk, is it not? I mean, risks are about things that may happen but won't definitely happen. So the conversation has to evolve around what are the alternatives, what could happen, which are those that are most key to prepare for. One example is scenario planning, thinking about in the planning process, what are the various scenarios that could take place? If this scenario or that scenario took place, what would be the consequences? How do we protect against any adverse effects and so on?
Mm-hmm.